Our special guest this morning is violinist Iggy Jang. He'll be performing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with the Kamwela Philharmonic this Sunday, 4 p.m. at the Kahilu Theater. Good morning, Iggy.
Good morning, Gene.
Sorry to break in on you like that, but that was quite beautiful.
Well, thank you very much.
Now, you've been concertmaster of the Hawaii Symphony for how many years? I mean, going back to its prior days as the Honolulu Symphony, how many years?
It's been a while. I think last year was about my 20th season. So.
Wow. You get to solo very often.
Yeah, I do. Some concert masters do have a contract that stipulates, that they have to do a solo X number of times. But I think this is a part of a big family, and we all have a mutual understanding, and so I don't need to request or not request. And they usually approach me every once in a while and ask me if I want to do a solo, and so things have worked out very well so far.
And it's always a pleasure to hear you.
Thank you very much.
Now, your work as a concertmaster requires a different sort of discipline.
Yeah, I mean, I do get asked this question often, and, just to go back in history, a few hundred years ago, the orchestras were smaller, and often... the work performed was led by either a keyboard player or a first chair string player. So hence, that's where the concertmaster came from. So, but nowadays, of course, you have bigger pieces, bigger halls. So you almost always need a conductor. So the roles of the concertmasters are mostly, for me, intangibles. You know, getting, again, I was talking about this mutual understanding, and it's about maybe trying to convey the wishes and visions of the conductor and relay the communication between musicians. A lot of it is really unspoken for. It's mostly intangibles. Now I think you're leading into the demands of being a concertmaster and playing solo, and of course...
Yeah, well, technically, I'd assume okay. There are pages in the standard symphonic repertoire that are almost as tricky as anything in the Mendelssohn.
Yes, I mean, in very different ways. I mean, okay, Mendelssohn, we're talking about, 1800s? Earlier in orchestral music, I think if by tricky you mean demanding, when requiring a lot of stamina, well, yeah, of course there are some orchestral part. I mean, I remember, doing Schubert symphonies, the Great Symphony, even some Mozart operas that are very, very demanding, where you need a lot of stamina. And even in chamber music, if you do the Schubert piano trios, it demands quite a bit of physical and mental effort. So you will find orchestra repertoire that are as tricky as playing concerto, and especially if you go, last weekend we just did some Stravinsky, and that demands great variety and I would say brain flexibility.
Now, the Mendelssohn, next to the Beethoven concerto, is probably the most frequently performed violin concerto. It never seems to get old.
It's probably a concerto that is someone's favorite concerto at a point in their lives. I would include Beethoven, you need a little bit more maturity, but when you're a young kid, Bruch, Mendelssohn, Tchaikovsky, I keep coughing, but... Mendelssohn, along with Bruch, for me personally, are the concertos that made me want to learn the violin. Actually, I was, 3, 4, 5 years old.
So you've been practicing the Mendelssohn since you were a kid.
Well, I started playing the violin at 5. I started with open strings, not with the Mendelssohn concerto. I know some of my colleagues have probably started the violin, practicing the Mendelssohn concerto. But there is actually a true story. My mom would play the recording of Mendelssohn, and being Asian, we had chopsticks at home, of course, even though it was in France. They did have chopsticks in France at that time. So I would kind of imitate or air violin with chopsticks at that age. And so maybe... I went through the ringers, Mozart concertos. Actually, I learned Cacciatorian before. So Mendelssohn kind of, compared to other students, I kind of learned that a little later, maybe by my 6th or 7th year as a as a student, I started to learn the concerto. And thankfully, I had a great experience at first, because sometimes, you know, it's a little tricky if you learn something new and your first experience doesn't go very well, then you sort of put it in the drawers. But I was lucky, and you know, it's a favorite of everyone because it's got continuous melodies, and there are no dead moments per se, and it's always lively or romantic and sweet, mellifluous melodies, you could say, and it's always a favorite of everyone.
Now, you'll be flying over for rehearsal this Friday.
Yes, I mean, the Camerata Phil, led by Brian Dollinger, it's a very interesting orchestra. So, of course, here in Hawaii, you have the professional orchestra, the Hawaii Symphony. You do have the community orchestra, Oahu Civic, which I was invited to guest conduct last night, which was a great experience. But over on the Bing Island, it's a unique challenge because unlike other community orchestras on the mainland where people get together once a week in the evening and they rehearse until the concert, the Big Island has a geographical challenge in that you can't really drive from South Kona up to Waimea or from Hilo to Waimea that often. So what they do is the musicians get together. They will get together on Saturday. So they prepare their parts beforehand. Saturday will be the first time we all get together, including myself. And we'll do a full rehearsal of all the program. And Sunday, the very next day, is the concert. So I don't know how they pull it through, but I know they have for a number of years. And people go crazy in Waimea, the Kahilu Theater. It's a beautiful place. I have a lot of friends there because I used to do a summer camp. So it'll be a great experience to see all my friends back and to be on stage with my colleagues there.
Mm. Iggy, we're going to get you a drink of water. And meanwhile, we're going to hear one of your recordings. This is the Dance from La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla, featuring violinist Iggy Jang. Thank you. That was violinist Iggy Jang and harpist Sirin Pankaroglu with the Dance from La Vida Breve by Manuel de Falla. And Iggy Jang is our special guest this morning. Now, there's another event scheduled on the 28th as well, a benefit for the Kamwela Philharmonic featuring yourself and your wife, Christine Suahisa Chang, a pianist dub.
Correct.
Do you often play with your wife? I mean, do you often perform together?
We do. We have runouts, and actually we were in France a few weeks ago, and we had a chamber music concert. My sister is a pianist as well, and she lives in France. But Chris was also part of the concert, so it was great to have her being part of the event. Sometimes, you know, brother, sister, or husband and wives, when they have to share the stage together, perform together, and work together, it's not always the smoothest ride. I'm not trying to be funny or anything like that. I think it's just the truth. You'll ask all working couples because we have our own opinions, and you know, it's whoever can get their opinion across the line the first. I shouldn't say that, but in any case, the result is very gratifying when you work on something and you don't always agree, but you come with something that's unified, and it's always a personal gratification, but also it's very good for the audience.
Right, and that's how you work out a personal relationship. I always wonder about these husband and wife duos, but I guess it can bring out the best in both of you.
That's the goal.
And what's on the program?
That's a good question. I'm not exactly... we haven't finalized everything because the concert with the Kamwela Phil is on Sunday with the Mendelssohn Concerto. The fundraiser is on Wednesday, the 28th. So that's like eons from now. But probably be things like Kreisler, some Liebeslied or Liebesfreud. I've sort of gotten to enjoy playing the Joachim versions of the Brahms Hungarian dances. So maybe 1, 4, 5, which are three of the most famous. You heard some Debussy that you played about a few minutes ago. So we'll may do like either Clair de Lune or Beausoir. I also like tango, of course. So we may do a tango tune called Mi Amico Cholo by Stampone. Maybe some Sarasate, either Zsigmond Neuwirth or Carmen Fantasy. So sort of a surprise, but it should be a lot of fun. The fundraising event is in South Kona, or Kona side, I would say, on Wednesday the 28th to benefit the Kamwela Philharmonic.
Right, and the public is invited, of course, but seating is limited. Tickets are $80. That's 5 to 7 p.m. March 28th at Private Estate in Kona. But the public, of course, is invited. And then there's the concert on Sunday.
Right. So if you want to know more information, you can call 808-885-6868. But the easier thing to do maybe to just go on your computer and visit kamwelaphil.org. And you'll find all the information regarding the concert on Sunday and the fundraiser.
Great. Don't miss Iggy Jang. He'll be doing the Mendelssohn Violin Concerto with the Kamwela Philharmonic this Sunday, 4 p.m. at the Kahilu Theater. And Iggy, it's been a pleasure seeing you.
Thanks very much for having me.
Hopefully, we'll see you again soon.
Thank you.